In very ancient Greece, notions of justice and morality were in flux, distinguished from pure self-interest and the rights of the powerful. Plato's idea of dike, the Greek word, a just society, was imprecise and intuitive. Today, justice remains an infrequently achieved ideal, but there's much more precision in our understanding of justice. Today, we talk a lot about entrepreneurship and innovation and imagine a society built around these concepts, which today are as imprecise as the term justice in Plato's day. We just use the term cool, doing cool stuff, finding cool apps, cool tools.
It's pretty cool.
Recent one is pretty cool.
Really cool. Really cool.
How cool?
You will be sent the coolest new gadgets.
We're cool, but not uber cool.
It's different from looking cool or being cool. It's more of a problem-solving ethos being born, a new global language that increasingly everyone can speak. Thomas Higley, an entrepreneur, mentor, and investor who's been involved in the tech economy for decades, says the idea of cool is technology's gift to social justice.
You start to think, what cool thing could I do with this? What would the world look like if I were able to take this and turn it into something meaningful that people used on a regular basis? But that what cool thing could I do approach, that sometimes accomplishes much more than just getting somebody a bunch of cash and helping them become rich. It tends to throw off benefits in other ways, unexpected ways. I think that's what happened with Jobs and Wozniak. I think it happened with Zuckerberg. And it's the possibility of financial return in combination with that other thing, the drive to create, to make something, to build something that matters.
If you read Plato, you get the impression that this obsession with talking about something that is just is an intuitive concept that's sort of being born at that time in ancient Greece. It has the same kind of quality. This is novel. We understand it when we see it. We can't always explain it. Cool had a 60s connotation that it doesn't have today. I'm wondering if 1,000 years from today, the idea of do something cool will have an ethos not unlike the notion of justice and social equity that were concepts that were developed really during the Enlightenment, and that we're seeing something being born that has a broad social significance beyond cool gadgets or interesting stuff, that it's an intuitive thing that goes deep.
I think about that cool factor in a different way than I think some people do. I think that that what cool thing could I do notion is powerful. I also think that sometimes it becomes just solutions looking for problems. So I like the approach that's more dynamic and that considers that sometimes it's better to ask about what problems exist or to inquire, to look or find those things. And my hope is that what happens 10 years, 20 years into the future, it's the tension, the dynamic interaction between those things that produces real value in the world is what I care more about. And I expect more entrepreneurs are caring more about that with time. For me, there was a kind of epiphany in 1984 when I bought an Apple Macintosh when I was a student at the University of Michigan. It was a very, very simple machine in many ways, but it was a crystal ball. If you had the eyes to see at the time, you could actually extrapolate from that to a different kind of world where more and more people were using these things and that would mean something. There was a democratization of the use of these computers that would be transformative in all kinds of ways we couldn't fully understand or perceive, but that there were many ways those transformations would be good.
So it's conceivable that this idea of cool is evolving into a deeper sense of things that solve problems that are transformative as opposed to just fun.
That's my sense, or that maybe it's my hope. Maybe my ambition and enthusiasm and obsession is to see more people realize the possibilities inherent in these things. And they range any number of technologies and capabilities that I think initially are not more than cool, but become, in the end, the avenues to delivering extraordinary value to not just the privileged, but the economically disadvantaged, really to the entire populace.
Thomas Higley is founder and CEO of 10-10-10, which brought together 10 entrepreneurs for 10 days in the city of Denver to solve 10 of the world's greatest challenges. That's pretty cool.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.